So they have dreams, and they each retain the interpretation of the dream to themselves. And Yosef comes in the morning, and he sees they're upset. So he asks them, why do you seem like your countenance is bad today? From Yosef, we learn how to pay attention to the butler and the baker and the doorman, Laila Tov. Yosef's treatment and Yosef's care, he could have ignored it. So they're upset today. What do I care? No, Yosef pays attention. What's wrong? And they tell him, we dreamt a dream and no one can figure it out. And Yosef says, God knows the interpretation of dreams. Please tell me. So the butler begins. He tells Yosef first. He's the first one willing to give trust in Yosef. So he tells Yosef. He tells Yosef, I dreamt a dream. And in my dream, there was a grapevine before me. And the grapevine had three long branches. And in my dream, it seemed as though it was blossoming. And after it blossomed, the fruit came out. And then the fruit ripened. And I saw beautiful clusters of grapes there before me. And I was holding Pharaoh's cup in my hand. And I squeezed out the grapes into Pharaoh's hand. And I placed the Pharaoh's cup on the palm of his hand. So, we read this dream. First of all, it's strange. Pharaoh drinks grape juice. Freshly squeezed grape juice. That's what it says. Yosef tells him, the three branches represent 3 days. In 3 days, Pharaoh will uplift you and reinstate you on your position, and you will again place Pharaoh's goblet on his hand the way you used to. I just have a request from you. If only you can remember me and be kind to me and mention me to Pharaoh and get me out of here, because I was stolen from my home in the Hebrew land, and I really did nothing wrong here that they put me in this pit. And with that, this part of the story ends. The butler sees that Yosef gave a good interpretation. And here there are two understandings as to what just happened. One is the way we learned until now. The baker knew their real interpretation of the butler's dream. So when the baker saw that Yosef gave the right interpretation, so he was encouraged. So he's going to tell Yosef his dream.
How does he do?
We said that he dreamt the interpretation of the butler's dream. So he knew this was right. But there's another interpretation here. We learned that dreams go after the interpretation. So if Yosef gave a good interpretation to the dream, then the dream will come out good. So the baker was very hopeful. Chazal say the baker was a wicked person. And so Yosef gives him an interpretation that's befitting him. He says, in my dream also, I had a dream where I had three wicker baskets piled on my head. And on the top basket, there was all of the good baked goods to give Pharaoh. And the bird was eating from those baked goods on top of my head. And Yosef answers him, the three baskets represent 3 days. In 3 days, Pharaoh will take off your head and hang you on a tree. And the birds will be pecking at you as you're hanging on the tree. And that's what happens. On the third day, Pharaoh has his birthday. And he makes a party. And he looks at what happened to the butler and he says, you know, a fly could have flown into the drink just as he was about to give it to me. It's not his responsibility. There was a fly in the drink. Whereas if the baker allowed me to get bread with a pebble in it, that means he didn't do his job right. And so he has the baker hanging. And the butler is very happy to forget Yosef. And our sages say that the reason the butler forsakes Yosef is because Yosef put his faith in mankind. And here the question begins, well, what was wrong with that? He was attempting to get out of jail. What was wrong with that? So the Chazon Ish says there was one word Yosef used that was wrong. He said, ki im, if only you'll remember me. He was telling the butler, I have no way out but you. A Jew should never say that. You could say, I need your help. You can't say, without you, I'm lost. You never know. You see, he'll get out because Pharaoh needs him. So that was the mistake in Yosef's attempts, the Chazon Ish explains. Chazal spoke about these dreams as representing much of Jewish history. And here we see a perspective Chazal taught us on Tanakh, that when the Tanakh tells us details, that means we're supposed to learn from those details. Chazal went so far as to tell us the four cups of wine we drink on the Seder night correspond to the four cups that are mentioned here in the story. The Zohar says when, in the dream, he says, I place the cup on the palm of Pharaoh's hand. From here, the Kabbalists say, you're supposed to hold the goblet on the palm of your hand. It's not my custom, it's not how Yekis do it, but the Kabbalists say, when you hold the cup, when you make Kiddush, when you make a blessing, hold it on the palm of your hand. I find it very tricky to do that. You know, I don't do that. It's not my custom. But it says, he placed the cup on the palm of Pharaoh's hand. So from there they want to say, that's how you're supposed to hold a cup, like this, on the palm of your hand. Yeah? Or whatever. That's how you're supposed to hold a cup of blessing. So again, Chazal say, if the pasuk zoomed in on the details of the dreams, so then the pasuk is telling us things that we need to know. It's not just a tell you a nice story. There's a beautiful mashal, it's a nice Dvar Torah, you guys can say at the Shabbos table. The Magid Midovna says the following mashal. He says, how did Yosef know that the baker was going to be hung? How did he understand that from the baker's dream? So he says the following story. The king wanted to have a contest to see which artist could paint the most beautiful painting. So every artist painted their painting. And then the great day came and the king would be looking at the different paintings and decide which one would get the great prize, whose painting was the most beautiful. So they're looking at one painting and another, and finally they come to this painting that shows the marketplace, and there's a man there, and the man in the marketplace, and the great painting, the man in the marketplace is carrying a basket of food on his head. And as they're standing there from afar looking at that beautiful, huge painting on the wall, a bird comes and tries to peck at the food on the head of the person in the marketplace. So the painter goes, you see how good my painting is? Even the bird thinks that the food is real. You see, the bird came there to try and eat the food. So one of the other painters got very nervous. He said, if he wins, then he'll win, right, with that argument. So he says, Your Highness, I think the exact opposite is true. You see how bad his painting is. Because if the people in that picture looked real, then the bird wouldn't dare come near those people and go to the food. The fact that the bird was willing to go and touch the food means that he might have painted the food well, but the people don't look so real. That's why the bird dared come and do that. So the Magen Midovna says that's what happens in our parsha. When Yosef hears that the bird wasn't scared, the bird was willing to come eat the food off of the baker's head, off of the top basket, so Yosef understood, then the baker will no longer have any fear. The baker will no longer be relevant to birds. That's how he understood that the baker was going to be hung. That's how the Magen Midovna explains Yosef's interpretation at the end. Yeah. Okay.